Let me ask you tonight before we conclude. Are you in a fight of faith? Are you in a fight of faith? If you say no, then that's not good. Because the Apostle Paul uses one analogy after another that we're in a fight down here, this side. And it's greater and smaller depending on how it is. But it's a fight. And it's a good fight. But I like the song that says, no matter what happens, it's well. Because I believe in Jesus Christ. So let's stand together. Let's sing this great hymn. Song ends. If you notice, he talks about peace like a river attending our soul, right? Even when there's sorrows. And then the second verse he says, and even though Satan buffets, because that's what Satan's going to do, right? Even though Satan should buffet and trial should come, what does it say? Let this blessed assurance control. What is that assurance? Christ has regarded our helpless estate. But then he says, the sin issue. What about the sin issue? Because doesn't Satan always undermine us with the sin issue? That you don't have enough faith, you're not there, you start to measure yourself and judge yourself, and you get your eyes off Christ, right? That's how he works. But what does the writer of this hymn say? Oh, the glorious thought, my sin, not in part. God doesn't do a half job, doesn't do a partial job. My sin, in the whole thing, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. I'm free because of the work of Jesus Christ. And the way he ends, of course, it's eternal. That glorious day when our faith will be made sight. You know, when Christ works in us and we fight the good fight of faith, we lay hold of eternal life. And eternal life isn't a one-day thing. Eternal life begins now. You should feel it in your heart and your soul every time you worship. Like, thank you, Lord. There's something eternal in me. And it's the presence of Jesus Christ. I want to ask you, as we sing this last one, let's not sing it just at Pilgrim Camp, but let's sing it as if we're singing with all the choruses of heaven and rejoicing with them, because it is well with our soul. Let's sing it, number 4. It's well. Lord, things may not be well all the time. The fight may be hard, but you've given us a faith. You've given us that faith, the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is well. And we're thankful we can say that tonight. Lord, what a gift you've given us. We pray, Father, tonight as we retire, that Lord, we'll retire because it's well. And you're working in us. You're moving in us. You're dwelling deep within us. And we thank you for that. We pray, God, your blessing and your hand upon this camp this evening. We pray, God, Lord, from the down in the, well, over to Nonantum, to the village, to the cottage, to every guest here and worker and the staff, Lord, that we will rest in this, that Jesus Christ is in us, dwelling with us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you. Of course, you're always welcome to stay and wait on the Lord. praise you, Lord.
Was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and
Yes, thank you.
Some